going on? Happy Wednesday to you, Bay Wagner here, Total Gym Radio Rocks. That's right, TDR Rocks, little special Wednesday night edition with myself and the one and only, because I truly believe there is no other, Curtis Don Vito, the man, the myth, the legend himself from the band Snoo. That's right, LA Rockers Snoo are getting totally driven this week. Tonight, we're going to talk to Curtis Don Vito. We're going to find out all about Curtis. We're going to find out his little Philly connection. We find out some Italian things from Mr. Don Vito, as well as some rock and roll things. And we find out about the history of Snoo, and we find out just how much they're going to be freaking you out at the end of this interview. So make sure you check that out as well. They have a new album out, new single, new fresh off a UK tour. They got more things coming up. It's just, you know, just check them out. Snoo, S-N-E-W. New album is called You've Got Some Nerve. And the man behind it all, Curtis Don Vito. Here he is.
Is this the one and only Mr. Curtis Don Vito?
That would be me. Is this the one and only Bay Ragney?
This is me. This is me. How you doing?
All
right. Finally getting together.
Oh, doing good. Yeah.
You're like rock and rolling around the globe, I see, man.
We're getting around a little bit here and there, you know. Doing what we can.
That's awesome, dude. So was that you just got back from the UK. Was that your first time over there? Or?
Yeah, that was our first time in the UK. I don't know what took us so long, but we're glad we finally made it.
That's awesome. That is friggin' awesome. Now, I mean, from what I saw, too, like, I was checking out, I've seen... Well, first of all, I got to congratulate you and the whole band, whoever does it. Like, your whole YouTube channel, like, you guys utilize it so much, and I freaking love it, because when people don't utilize the tools in front of them, it drives me insane. And the fact that you do it, I love it. But as I was going through and I was watching some of the videos from this past little tour you guys did, it seemed like the crowds were pretty loud and nice-sized crowds and all. So that was really cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, those were from the Hard Rock Hell Festival. So, yeah, that was a sold-out event. There were tons of people there.
Nice. Nice. That's cool. Now, how'd that all end up getting hooked up?
How did that... How did we get on that? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were asked. One of the people involved in the festival contacted our rhythm guitar player Lenny, who had some friends and you know, through whatever connections they got a hold of him, and we were all just like, yeah, let's go. I mean, it's all the way in Wales, but. Sure, why not? Let's go.
Right. That's friggin' awesome. That's
yeah,
so cool.
Yeah, that was a blast. You know, that was the 12th one. I guess this happens every year, and we didn't even know about it until, you know, we were asked. And it's just a major event over there. There were all these, you know, classic, you know, like the new wave of British heavy metal bands that were there, you know. And we're just like, oh my God, these guys are back together, you know, and or they're still going. And we, you know, it's just like, wow, you know, Girl School played and Witch Find and, you know, Tigers of Pantang, all those bands.
Like,
oh man, this is like heavy metal heaven.
Oh, that's awesome. That's freaking awesome. So, I mean, it's got something like that's going to make you think, like, how the hell did we get here? Like, how'd they hear about us? Like, how did this happen?
Oh, you totally, because, you know, I mean, these are guys that, you know, we grew up listening to and cutting our chops on. It's like now we're amongst them. It was, you know, it was mind-blowing.
That's really awesome. That is so awesome. And it kind of like, that kind of leads me to like the same question too. Like, I saw you guys, like, you know, you guys have had music featured on like NHL games and Major League Baseball games. Like,
yeah,
when something that happens, I would be like freaked out, like, holy crap, like, that's huge.
It is, you know, I mean, the way these things come together, especially for us, we're a totally independent band, you
right.
know, so yeah, there's no label, there's nobody helping us out, it's just like we're on our own, So when things come together, it's you know, it makes us feel like we're doing something right.
Yeah.
You know?
Right on. Right on. And that was, I think that, where did I see that too? I mean, it was something you guys, like the whole being independent, something you guys are like really, I mean, happy and proud of too, because you get to like really kind of call your shots and choose your direction and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, I mean, it's in today's world, you know, with all the industries, you know, particularly the entertainment industry being in this weird place. It's like, we don't want to belong to that. We don't want those strings attached.
Right.
You know, I mean, with you know, with the internet and so many independent outlets being available right now, it was a no-brainer for us. It's like, okay, maybe someday if the right group of people come along and they're not all a part of that whole system and they're just, you know, music fans like us who want to just bring real music to the real world, and maybe, you know, maybe we'll find some people that, you know, can help us launch it to another level. But
right.
we don't want to be a part of the corporate machine.
No. I want you. Screw that machine. Do your own machine.
Yeah, exactly.
You drive the bus and make them wheels go around yourself. Don't do it for somebody else. I'm totally with you.
Yeah. You know, I mean, well, that's what you do, right?
Right on, right on,
right.
Exactly. Yes.
It's people like us that make the world go around. It's not them.
Now the reason too, like if you ask my wife, she might just say because I'm a total control freak. But I like to say it's cause I'd rather be independent.
Well, it's a little of both, right?
Right.
If we're honest, it's a little of both.
It's a little of both. So all right, so I gotta ask, like, the name of Snoo, like, you know, when I kept trying to, like, as it kept getting presented to me, I'm like, well, I'm thinking to myself, like, how do I say the name? Like, is it Snoo? Like, what's going on here?
Snoo, yeah, past tense of snow.
It's Snoo.
So everybody asked that question. Like, I don't have much of an answer for you. It would say, I mean, if you want the, do you want the story?
Of course.
Of course. I didn't come up with it. Nobody in the band came up with it. It was just like sort of divine intervention, I swear to you. The very first day Andy, our lead guitar player, and I met. And yeah, we got together and we met through a friend and we immediately just connected, and we started writing songs the very first night, and we knew that there something was clicking here. And so at the end of the night, he burned a CD with some, you know, guitar riffs and song ideas on it for me. And then he took out the CD and he got a big Sharpie and he wrote a big S. And then he just sort of paused for a few seconds, and then he moved over and he just wrote the word new. And I went, well, what was the S for? He said, well, I was going to write songs, but I changed my mind. I just put new. So I take that disc home, and I'm looking at S, new, Snoo, Snoo. And when I saw him again, I go, dude, I think this is the name of our band. And he's all, okay.
All righty. Yeah, so, really, like, totally out of nowhere, basically a word you guys made up.
Yeah, it was just totally out of nowhere. And you know, it's a four-letter word, which I loved, and it's unique. I mean, finding a band name these days is next to impossible because everything's taken, you know? I was like, beautiful, we got a band name, we don't even have to think about it anymore. It was awesome, totally painless.
Yeah, because that could be, like, the hardest task of all is coming up with a name.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, anytime you think you've got the perfect band name, you know, you look it up and you find, shit, somebody's got it. You know? I mean, you spend just weeks, months coming up with names, finding out they're all taken. And this one was like, well, nobody's got this. We're going with it.
Yeah, like, then I had to look and see. I'm like, well, maybe somebody in the band is, like, their last name is Snoo.
You know, it's a trip because, it, like, shortly after our first album came out, I got a friend request from a guy on Facebook whose last name is Snoo. It was like, no way, somebody's actually got that last name.
Did you get scared?
That blew my mind.
Did you get scared and think, oh, this guy's probably going to try, like, a lawsuit or something now?
No, he loved it.
That's awesome.
Then I heard from his sister, and then I heard from his mother. It's just like, oh, my God, we're friends with this new family.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, how about your Curtis Non Vito? Like, I hear that, and I think to myself, well, maybe he was a fan of the show Jackass.
No, that is my actual family name.
Oh, wow.
He's the one who's making things up. And I guess they just called him that, right? Because his first name is Vito. No, that's my actual family name. And then when that dude came around, I was like, no way. That's not even his name.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah.
So you're Italian,
yeah,
I guess.
My grandfather came over here from Italy with that name. And mm-hmm. His father before him. It's not made up. I've been accused of that, but trust me.
That's awesome.
Legitimate.
So as a
real
fellow
Italian,
Italian,
baby.
A fellow Italian, I got to ask you, is it gravy or sauce?
Huh?
Is it gravy or
gravy
sauce?
Gravy or sauce. Yeah, you know, I grew up with, you know, gravy.
My man.
Yeah.
Curtis Non Vito, you come to Philly, man, we're going to have some gravy.
Exactly. It's, you know, I mean, you know, because, you know, my grandfather and my father and all them came from the East Coast. You know, they all came from the Philly area. And
no,
it was always gravy.
Look at that.
Yeah, it's kind of a trip, though, isn't it? Because, I mean, it's spaghetti sauce, but we call it gravy.
Gravy, yeah.
There's a little bit of a weird disconnect there, because you think gravy is what you put on potatoes. No, it's not.
You know, it's funny, because the first time when I first moved in with my wife, like, the first meal she was going to cook for me, she says to me, what would you like? I'm like, macaroni with some gravy. She thought I meant macaroni and cheese with brown gravy. She had no idea.
Yeah, it's a trip. You know, the Italians, the way that, you know, we integrated with, you know, American society, you know, was just like, you know, some of our ancestors from the turn of last century sort of adopted Americanisms in their own unique way, right?
Oh, that's awesome. I was totally expecting you to say sauce. So you're out there in L.A., I'm like, he's going to say sauce.
No. I'm authentic.
That's awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
So what part of Philly is the family from?
They're actually from Germantown.
Okay. No kidding.
Yeah.
That's wild.
So, which I'm ashamed to say I've never been there. All our relatives would just come over a couple times a year. And I never got a chance to go there. I'm dying to.
That's awesome. Well, you come to Philly, bring Snoo to Philly, and you come to my house, we're going to have some gravy for dinner.
There you go. Is that where you're based?
Yeah, man.
Right on.
My whole family's from South Philly.
Yeah, it's that's why you and I are connecting so well. You know, I grew up with, even though I never went there, I grew up with that whole, you know, Philly vibe.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, either speaking Italian or speaking with that accent, you know.
It's funny. So now, you guys actually released a few years back a cover of the Deep Purple classic Highway Star, but you had a little guest on that legendary guitar player, Alan Holden.
Yeah, Alan and I had been friends for years, and we'd always talked about doing something together, but it was always like, well, what am I going to do with Alan Holdsworth? You know, it's like, how is this, you know, going to happen? I mean, what's it, how is the, what I do and what he does going to mesh? And, you know, but he was always so busy. The guy was constantly on tour. And he was home. He said, I'm going to be home for like the next 3 months. Let's do something. So I said, all right, we're going to make it happen. You know, and Snu was in full swing at that point. You know, we'd released our first album a year before. And it was like, all right, I'm going to figure out a way to make this happen. But what are we going to do? You know, having Alan play on a Snu song just didn't feel right. So I thought, well, I said, we'll do a cover. You know, it's got to be like from an English band. And I thought, okay, Deep Purple, right? And, okay, what Purple song? Highway Star has been covered a million times by tons of bands, right? But I thought, if there's anybody in the world who could show up Ritchie Blackmore, it's Alan Holdsworth. So let's do the cover that everybody's done, but let Alan get out there and just show the world what new could be done with this dude. And man, what he did was just intensely mind blowing.
That's awesome. I love your thinking.
Right? I mean, who would approach that song any like that other than Alan Holdsworth? He's just like an alien from another planet, that guy.
Now, what was his feelings when you brought that to his to his radar?
Alan, you know, he's a sweet guy, and you know, I said, so what do you think about doing a Deep Purple song? He says, oh, sure, anything you want. I said, well, how about Highway Star? He said, well, send it to me. I've never heard it before. He didn't even know the song. He knew who Deep Purple was, but that was about it. And so then I sent it to him, and he listened to it for a while, and he's like, do you mind if I do the guitar solos my own way? Because I don't want to copy what that other guy was doing. That's exactly how he put it, what that other guy was doing.
That other guy.
I said, Alan, I was hoping you'd say that. Just do whatever you want, man.
Now the world will always refer to Ritchie Blackmore as that other guy.
That other guy, I know. That was so funny. He didn't even know the guy's name. We all know Ritchie Blackmore, but to him it was just like, yeah, that other guitar player.
That other guy. That's so freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Now, something really, as I dug deep and found out some dirt about you, something I really thought was really kind of interesting about you was you actually, like, grew up being an artist, and you, like, being a musician or a singer was never on your radar.
Yeah. It's true. It's true. As a kid, I was always an artist. And, you know, I thought that's all what I was doing. My parents are musicians, so I grew up around music, but they did, you know, jazz and, you know, Tony Bennett kind of stuff and Frank Sinatra okay. and all that kind of thing. You know, and I thought it was, you know, it was good, but it didn't really turn me on, you know. And so, you know, I just focused on drawing and all that kind of thing. Which comes in handy now for making up all the album covers and the website and all that stuff. So
I
cut my chops, being an artist.
I was wondering if that was you responsible for all that.
Yeah, you know, I don't take any credit for it. Like, I don't, you know, on the liner notes of the albums, I don't put my name on there because it's just, it's too much. It's like, you know, yeah, just let it be a mystery. But, you know, I guess I'm revealing it to you since you did the research.
But what happened, like, what was it you, like, a friend of yours asked you to try out for their band just out of the blue, and then another friend of yours placed an ad for you, I think they're looking for a band?
Oh, okay. Well, no, actually, yeah, this friend of mine, his brother had a band, and he was kind of managing his brother's band, and he was telling me that they were looking for a new lead singer, and we were all just hanging out one night, and I said, let me try out. I don't even know where the hell that came from. Just in the spur of the moment, we were all sitting around partying, and I'm just like, let me try out for him. So he lines it up, and I go in, and I don't know what the hell I'm doing. You know, I did nothing more but then like sing along with the radio, you know. But I'm in there doing it just to do something different. I was just like, you know, this is gonna be a trip. I'm gonna try this. And I didn't get the gig, you know. I mean, I didn't know what I was doing. I was like, you know, I think it was like 18 years old. But he put an ad in the paper for me, and I started getting calls from all these bands. I'm like, what the heck is going on? So I talked to him. He goes, yeah, I put in an ad for you, because you know, even though you don't know what you're doing, you've got something, and I think you should keep going with it. So that's how it happened.
Now, did you end up like actually joining any of the bands that called, or?
Well, eventually, yeah. You know, I mean, I spent like an entire summer just auditioning for bands. And finally, somebody wanted me to take the gig, and I was like, okay. Yeah. And at that point, all I wanted to do was just like play cover songs. You know, just like it would be great to just be in a band and sing all my favorite songs. But these guys were writing their own stuff. And I was like, whoa, these guys are writing their own music. And then suddenly, like, that creative thing in me that had always drawn and did all that artwork, something clicked. It was like, I can make music. Oh, my God, this is going to be amazing. Yep, I'm in, come in. And so we started writing songs, and it infected me like a virus. I was like, the hell with artwork. This is what I'm doing for my life. I'm going to make music. Changed me. And I owe it to that friend of mine who I lost contact with like 20 years ago. But I owe it to him, because if it wasn't for him placing that ad, I might not have never done this.
That is so wild. That is such a wild story.
Yeah. So you never know what life's going to throw at you, man. That be prepared for anything.
So something else I saw, you guys actually had a legendary LA guy on bass for Willie Bass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, God, we just lost him. Just everybody around here is heartbroken. But, Willie's another guy who I was friends with for years. Like, my very first LA band. You know, I grew up in Orange County, and when I finally made the move to L.A., we rehearsed at Willie's place.
Okay.
And he and I became friends, like, almost immediately, because he wanted me to do artwork for him. Because I was still doing artwork, you know, and I was doing, like, the flyers for my band. He said, well, can you make me a logo? And then we just became friends after that. I, like, did all his artwork for years. And, yeah, and then, you know, Willie had always done his own thing with his own band and been his own front man and bass player and all that. But we were about to go in and record our third album, but we lost our original bass player. And uh-huh. I was racking my brain, who can we get to play bass, you know? And so I called Willie, just, you know, do you think he can come in and maybe lay a couple of tracks for us? Turns out he was so into it, he wanted to join the band. And I was just blown away by that. That Willie Bass, of all people, would just become the bass player in my band and not the front man.
Right.
It still just, it tripped me out. But we had so much fun. We did an entire tour together. Recording the album was amazing. We were with Ken Scott on that one, and you know, Ken was a legendary producer, and then we did a tour, and we played Rocklahoma, and it was a blast. I mean, I got so many fond memories of Willie.
Yeah, that was one, it was just recently, too. What was it, like a month ago or something? Recently.
Yeah, it just happened. Yeah, he'd been struggling with cancer for quite a few years. We thought he was going to beat it because he hung in there longer than everybody expected him to. I thought, if anybody's going to beat this, it's Willie. But, yeah, finally took him out. So,
yeah. For shit. Sorry for your loss.
Yeah. Yeah, doesn't it suck when that happens, you know? losing people that you love and you think are going to be here forever. But we all got other places to go eventually, right?
That's what they keep telling us.
Yeah.
You got the new album out, though. Came out back in September. You've got some nerve. Fourth album.
Fourth one.
Holy cow.
We're doing it. Doing it to you again. Snowing all over you.
Now, the first single and video, You're Freaking Me Out. Was there anybody that was freaking you out that inspired that song? Or?
that song in a lot of ways is inspired by everything that's happening in the world these days. You know, everybody's freaking out about something, right? No matter which side of the political fence you're on, which side of the corporate fence you're on, everybody's, freaking out with each other, against each other, against them, and it's just like, my idea was just, let them be freaked out. Say what you got to say, be who you are, and if somebody's got a problem with that, if somebody's freaked out by that, good.
That's it. Let it freak out.
Let it be. Because, being yourself is more important than anything else. So that's kind of what I'm trying to say with that song.
Now, there's another song on the album, and I'm wondering, was it possibly you're trying to get like a sponsor deal or something like that? Sharpie. I don't think anybody's ever written a song about Sharpie.
Trying to get a sponsor deal. Yeah, because, Sharpie is well known for sponsoring bands, right?
Absolutely. I mean, they should be.
But every band in the world uses a Sharpie. I mean, if people want autographs, you get out your Sharpie and you sign away,
Right.
And, so, that's really all that was, about. That and saying something, with a Sharpie, if you're going to make a protest sign, if you're going to write on a bathroom wall, it's indelible ink. It's going to be there forever. So if you're going to say it with a Sharpie, because it can't be erased.
See,
just make sure you're saying what you want to say, because it's not going to get erased.
You even came up with a motto for them. Look at that. If you're going to say it with a Sharpie.
Oh, God, I'm coming up with corporate slogans now.
I'm telling you, see this? This can turn into something. Trying to get some checks for you.
Look at you. You're trying to get me to sell out.
Hey, you know what? In this day and age,
you're
from Sharpie than Spotify.
I don't know. I guess I could get behind Sharpie. I mean, I've used enough of them in my lifetime.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Right? I wouldn't have to fake it. Yeah, I use Sharpie. So.
There you go.
Why not?
That's so funny. That is awesome. So are you guys going to be, again, going back to the YouTube thing, you guys use so much of YouTube, are you going to be making any more videos for the album? Or?
Well, of course. I can't help it. I'm the one who makes all the videos, and I was just working on a new idea before I called you. I can't help it. I've got that creative thing in me. Just besides making music, I have to make art. So between the two, I'm constantly busy, and my mind just won't shut off. So we've got a lot of videos, and there's going to be a lot more.
I tell you what, I'm impressed with you do a lot of you do them as you're driving. You do like these top 10 lists as you're driving, and
hell,
I'm like,
yeah,
I couldn't concentrate. I'd like I do videos in my car too, but I'm like parked.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it while I'm driving because I wouldn't be able to do two things at once. I'm not a good multitasker, shall we say?
Yeah, somebody wanted me to do like a top 10 album list, and I was thinking, okay, where am I going to do this? And I got to thinking that, what I want to do is I want to play some of the albums, while I talk about them. And I thought, well, I'll do it in the car. right? I mean, I'm really comfortable there because I listen, you know, to music in my car all the time, and I drive around and I sing. That's where I get most of my, you know, practice time in, is I just get in my car and I crank it up and, you know, I sing. So it was a natural for me. So, yeah, I tried it, and I was like, yeah, I guess this works. So I put it out, and then I made a few more.
That's awesome. Yeah, I was like, damn, like he's like driving around, he's in his car, and he's just rattling away.
Yeah, that's kind of what I do. So, you know, I'm just keep it to pretty much my neighborhood, so I don't know if I trust myself to get out of the freeway and do that, but as long as I'm keeping it local. I haven't run over anybody yet, but you never know.
So you're actually like in a cul-de-sac, just going in a circle.
Kind of. I mean, if you watch that, you'll see a lot of the same scenery go by.
Oh, that's funny. So, so what are you guys planning now for the rest of the year? I mean, are you guys going to be doing any more shows this for the rest of the year, or just promoting the album? Or?
No, it's the end of the year, so you know, coming back from England, we're just going to take the rest of the year off. But yeah, we got to start making plans for next year.
Nice. I think Philly and some macaroni and gravy is in the future.
There you go. I'm up for that.
There you go.
Yeah, we bring us out there, dude. just for the macaroni and gravy. maybe I'll bring the band.
That could be a new video. Sunday Snoo. Sunday Gravy.
Hey,
Snoo.
There you go. That's right.
See that?
Yeah, every Sunday at my grandmother's house. Macaroni
That's
and
it.
Gravy.
That's
every
it.
Sunday growing up.
That's awesome. Well, Curtis, man, this was great freaking talking to you. So happy we finally got it together.
I know. I know. I got. Why didn't we hook up years ago? See?
Yeah,
you right. just never yeah. know who's out there that you connect with. And it's just like, I feel like we've known each other for ages. We got so much in common. This is great.
Awesome. Yeah, man. So, all right. So, where should we send everybody to find out more about Snoo and get the music, the album, albums, merch, anything else?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can go to our website, snooyou.com. You know, SNEWYOU, snooyou. .com, and you know, or you can find us all over the place. You know, if you want a CD, you can go to CD Baby, or you can go to Amazon, or any of those places, or iTunes, and blah blah blah.
There you go. Just go to Snoo You first and get everything there, because I toured through your website today. I mean, there's every available option there, and it tells you everything about the band. There's videos, music, links. Social media, it's got every freaking tidbit of information you need.
But what it was designed to do, so.
You'd be
surprised. I'm not going to put it on my website. I may as well just give up.
You'd be surprised how many people don't do that. You'd just be surprised.
Really?
Oh, my God. I just sit there and scratch
you know,
my head.
Musicians are weird and wonderful people. But they don't. They know how to make music, and that's about it. Every once in a while, there's somebody who comes along and knows how to do a couple extra things. But most of them just know how to make music, and I mean, God bless them. That's what they're here to do. So let's not hold it against them.
Oh, it's too funny. Well, Curtis, man, you know what? This has been awesome. It's been great talking
sure
to you.
Sure has. Yeah,
and. I'll keep you updated. I'm going to air this sometime next week, and I'll let you know when.
Awesome. All right, Bay.
All right,
let's talk again sometime soon.
Absolutely. Hey, we're Facebook friends now, so.
Yeah.
I'm always on there. I'm not hard to find.
All right. So we'll talk some more later, and everybody out there listening, you too. Come find me on Facebook or anywhere else, and I'll be more than happy to talk to you anytime you want.
There you go. the one and only Curtis Don Vito. And I do mean the one and only. Take care, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Okay, you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Here and Snoo there. I hope you didn't miss this interview, didn't miss this show, because if you did, Snoo you. Wake up, Snoo to coffee. How about that? It's a world of Snoo. So there he is, Curtis Don Vito. That's their single off the new album. The single is called You're Freaking Me Out. I hope you liked it. I know you loved it. So there you go. And check them out. You can go all over the world with social media. They're there. S-N-E-W, the band is called Snoo. Go there, or just go, to the central hub of all things Snoo, and snooyou.com is the website. So there you go. And look for me, Bay Ragney, Toad German Entertainment, Toad German Radio. Look for us all over the world on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and check out our website, totallydriven.tv. Until tomorrow night, we'll be back live tomorrow night with Mr. Roy Caffey from the band Cold Sweat and The Fifth. And myself and Nick are be talking all things Totally Driven in the world of entertainment, our lives, your lives, and everything else. So check us out. And until then, stay driven. See you, everybody.